We're on Daf, Kuv Zayin, Amid Aleph. Iboyi Lohu, this is seven lines from the bottom. Iboyi Lohu Ma'al Lechel B'mapa. A person who's eating pas, and he did not wash his hands, but he wrapped a mappa around his hands, or he put on gloves. Is this sufficient? Michai Shinon Dilma Noga. Maybe he might fall, touch the pas with his hands. Eloi, maybe one doesn't have to be chayish. A mappa is enough of a precaution that I don't have to be afraid he'll touch the pas with tummy dicker hands, and it's sufficient, or maybe not. It is not enough of a precaution, and therefore you have to wash your hands. Toshma. So the Gemara brings a raya. It says in the Mishnah in Sukkah, of Shanosno loy l'Rabbi Tzodik oichol poches mikabeya. They gave Rabbi Tzodik pas poches mikabeya. So he did three things with this. Number one, noitloi b'mape. He did not wash his hands, but he put a mape around his hands. Va'oichloi chutz l'suke. And since it's a poches mikebeya, he ate it chutz l'suke. And number three, v'ein mevorech achov. And he did not bench afterwards. Now, let us try to understand these three halachas. The third halacha was, he held that the chiyuv of birchas hamazayin is only when yida kebeya, v'chalto v'savoto achila sheyesh v'yisviya v'haino kebeya. He held like Rabbi Yehuda, this is Shita's Rabbi Yehuda. He did not bench after the achila's pas, since it was poches mikebeya. Ba'ichlai chutz l'suke, that yoni mechuyiv to achilas kva, one is mechuyiv to eat in a suke, but achilas arai, one is permitted to eat chutz l'suke. Noitlai b'mape, which means he did not wash his hands, and he wrapped it with a mape. Now, let us first speak about why didn't he wash his hands. So, there are two mahalchim. One mahalach is that a kebay is mekabel tumah midaraisa. Less than a kebay is not mekabel tumah midaraisa. So, since it's not mekabel tumah midaraisa, they were not mechayev. They were not mechayiv netilas yadayim. Now in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down from the Rikeach Asafik. Maybe you're chayiv to wash your hands pachas mikabeya. So the Goyin explains, the Safik of the Rikeach is, because since you bench, some emele, they were mechayiv. Every pas that you bench on, you're mechayiv to wash netilas yadayim. Since it has a teiris pas l'gabi birchas hamozim, so memele is a teiris pas l'gabi netilas yadayim, even though it's not mekabel tumah min ha-teirah. But the suffix of the rekech is only, according to us, that we hold like a meyer that you bench on a kezayis, so pochus mekebeye, the zachiyim netilas. The Zachiv Netila could be eat, so there's a suffix. Maybe since you bench on it, so Chazal were not mechalik between this pass and this pass. All pites that you bench on, the Zachiv Netila. Or maybe not, you look if it's mekabel tum. This is not mekabel tum. Now, Rab Tzodik that held that you don't bench, on Pochus Mikibaya, so Rab Tzodik Zicher, there was no chiv of netila. It's no chiv of netila whatsoever. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, So why was he Kairach Yodov? Why was he Kairach Yodov? Why, if there's no Chiv in the field, why was he Kairach Yodov? So the Machlokes, Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi and Sukkah says the time is out Nikias. He didn't want to eat the bread, it seems, without, if he didn't wash his hands, he didn't want to touch the bread, so Mishum Nikias. Taisva says a more lumdashe mahalach. Rab Tzadik was a kohen, and Rab Tzadik ate his chulin betaras trume. He's a kohen, so he ate his chulin betaras trume. Didn't want to differentiate this past, so his chulin was eaten betaras trume. And so he didn't want to be metame the trume. Now his hands are shniyim. He didn't want to be metame the trume. Midarabon on the tzicha apochis bekebeis mekabel trume. And if it's trume, you metame the trume. Let's talk about the din netilas yadayim. But he's metame the trume. Apochis bekebeis mekabel trume midarabon. Could be the takon of netilas yadayim gabi achilas dafke is mekabel trume min atoyre. But if it's altaris trume and there's a memela, he wouldn't touch trume poches mikabeye, forget about eating, because he's metame the trume. So memela, so therefore, if he would touch his chulen, he'd also be metamed, since he's eating chulen altaris trume. So that's why it was kairach yoda. So the Gemara understood all these three aloches, not washing the hands, not eating in the sukkah, not benching, is because of one reason, because it was pachas mikabei. Ha kebeye, but if it would have been a kebeye, then he would have washed his hands. He wouldn't be kairich yoda, be washing his hands. Ha kebeye, boy netila shedai. Because the man understood pachas mikabei is dafke. Then he'd be mechuyif to wash his hands. So we see that kriches mape doesn't help. So the Gemara says, no, dilma ha kebeye boi suki boi broche. That means this, that what it says, pochus mekebeye, was only said lagabi suki and benching. There you need a pochus mekebeye. But that what it says, that was the metzias. The Gemara tells us three aloches. But that what he didn't wash his hands could very well be, not because it was a pochus mekebeye, but could be if it was a kebeye, he also wouldn't wash his hands, because krichas yadav helps. Zot Rashi, b'mape mishal yodol yadav, ma'u lichreich ma'pal yadav, v'layiga ba'ichlen v'yoichal. Shenosnul Rapsodik Mesach Suki Shenoismul Rapsodik Oichlu Shapachz Bekebei Noitle Bemape Boichloi Vloi Noitle Yodav Loi Oye Matricha Isuke Loi Bircha Samoz Loi Hodu Noket Pachz Bekebei Mishum Suke Ubroche Noket Loi Not Alts the Kairach Yodav Zokta Isvis Loi Berech Achrov Savar Kirab Yehuda, the boy Kebeye, he held like Rab Yehuda that you need a Kebeye in order to bench. The Dorish Viachalta Vesabot Achila Sheyesh by Svi, Achila that brings Svi, and Haina Kebeye. Pergimos Sheochel, Zuktaisvis Vedavka Laachov, Vloy Birech Laachov. He didn't bench, Avulafonov Mashmet. The mevorich, but it seems it's meduyik. He didn't make a broch la'achov, so it seems before him he didn't make a broch. V'chein l'Rab Meir, according to Rab Meir, the poita b'poches mikizayis, the patos poches mikizayis on benching. Ainu dafke l'psoif, avul betchil l'mevorich af poches mikizayis. Behedye medagdek b'Yerushalmi hochi that before of and fill on less than a shir chiyim birchas amos, and you make a brocha rishayin. V'afo gav de bereish keitzad mevorchim Nafkalon Broche del Chatchile Mikalvochime Mi Broche del Saif. Faitaisus Amir de Kekashe. The whole Broche del Chatchile, we learn out a Kalvochime Mi Broche del Saif. Shusava Mevorech Shurov Leikoshkein. So Mamela de Chia Broche del Chatchile Zalima from a Broche del Saif. So you should say Dayoi. That means if I'm learning out brachas and bracha b'seif, and just like bracha b'seif, need a kebel Rav Yehuda, or a kezayis l'Rav Meir, so bracha l'chatchili should also need this. Yeah, mikom b'kem le'shayich loim b'daya, you don't say daya. Mavoich b'tchila mashu, v'af agav d'loim mavoich b'seif. I what's that kipshat? If you learn out the chiyah bracha lechatchila from a kal v'chayma, so you should say daya. Daya say kal v'chayma eina ela gilui ba'alma. It's only a gilui ba'alma. The bracha de lefon of lav dirais. It's not an emes kal v'chayma. It's a gilui ba'alma. What this means, we'll try to come back and explain it. But it's lav deraisa, so it's not a limud. If it would be a deraisa, so then it's a limud. Then if a merdik kashi, then you say day and a kalbochem. It's not a limud. It's a darabonon and it's a gilui balme. So memele, so there's no problem. How do I know it's another deraisa? Kedus nan bepeg mishemaisai balkeri alamozay mevorch laachav and mevorch lafonov. A Balkeri, before Tfilis Ezra, some Emela, they said he benches, but he doesn't make a Brocha Rishayne, and that's the Chilik. Because Bichas HaMosn said the Reisim, the Brocha Rishayne is the Rabbonim. Chem Beperko Yekoyre, Tanya Poylim, Shoyoisim, Moloch Eitzel Balabais. Poylim were doing Moloch by a Balabos, Voichlim Pitanim, Mebrochim Lefneim. So because of Melechas Balabais, they parted them from a brocha rishayne, aber mevorchim lachayim shtei brochis, but they benched a kaponim two brochis. Really, they made the bichas hazon, and then bichas haoretz and bichas Yerushalayim, they were koilul in one, and they were mesayim with the bichas haoretz. So you had the reise deke three brochis in their benching, and the rabbonah deke chiyuv and making a chsime on each broche that they didn't do. Since they were palim, they were mishubah to the balabos. Fine. So now we have to understand pshat and toisves. We have the same pshat and toisves that toisves says it's not a real kal v'chayme, it's a gilui ba'alme. What does that mean, a gilui ba'alme? Perhaps pshat and toisves is as follows. I saw they bring down from Abchaim Voloshina, what is pshat in the Kal V'chayma? Kshu sova mevorech, kshu rov loy kolshkei. Abchaim Voloshina said, amoyre de kipshat. Abchaim Voloshina said, let's first learn the Kal V'chayma, then we'll come back to Taisvis. Abchaim Voloshina said, there's hoido and there's broche. Hoido is al ha'ova. That's a tight hoido. Hoido, that I'm thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom for what he did for me. Hoido is al ha'ova. Broche is sipur shvochoi al shadarkoi tomid lehetiv. Broche means I'm not only thanking for what was done with me, but I'm giving a shevach to the Rabbeinu Shalom that he's kesedemated. So I'm not only what happened till now, he's kesedemated. V'hamevorech mamin bezois. And the mevorech believes that not all, but I got him thanking you. Later, we'll see. No, a mevorech is mamin, the Rabbeinu Shloilom is the mekayer kol habroches, and and that's why we say in Birchas Hamozen, we'll see, loichos alonu v'al yechs alonu. We'll see in a minute. He says, in Pasuk it says, Yoiducha Hashem kol maisecha, vachsidecha yevolchucha. So he says, what's pshat? Maisecha means, afilu the poshet to people, Yoiducha Hashem, oh thank you, you did something to them. They realize this, oh thank you for what you did. But vachsidecha, the chassidim are not mistapik with hoidah alone of what you did with them. Vachsidecha yevolchucha, they're going to be malchiv and be mesaper shvochet and you can say the meitiv. They are mevorech and the osid also. Now, by Birchas Hamazon it says, v'ochalto v'savoto uveirachto. It says uveirachto. So the chiyuv bracha is not only, it doesn't say v'hoidoso, you should thank the Rabbeinu Shalom on what you had eaten. Uveirachto means you should be misaper shvochay shedalkay tomid leitiv, so you are misaper on the hatove ho'asido also. And that's shot in the Nusach of Birchas Hamazon, loichos alonu v'al yechs alonu. V'al yechs alonu is not a bakoshe, it's a statement. That the Rebbeinu Shlom is loichos alonu v'al yechs alonu if it's v'tuvei agodu. Forget, we're basing what we're saying. It's Tuvayagodo. The Rebbeinu Shleilam, the Hatov of the Rebbeinu Shleilam is boundless, is therefore Vayechsalonim was in Leilam Bor. So, Be'emesin is Azoy. When a person eats, this Achiv Uveirachto, I'm thanking the Rebbeinu Shleilam on what he's going to do. Now, really, when after the Suda, between you and me, perhaps he can't even think of food. The Torah said, when he sova, which he doesn't even appreciate the Va'al Yech Salonu, because he doesn't at the present time feel the necessity of the Va'al Yech Salonu, but the Torah said, no, you have to speak about the Va'al Yech Salonu. There's a Chiyuv Bracha, which speaks about the Va'al Yech Salonu. So that's the Kal V'chaimah. So the Kal V'chaimah is, Kshu Sova Mevorech, Kshu Rov, when he's hungry, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to give me, I'm going to have to eat, I'll be able to eat. I have food now with what to eat. He's thanking him that he's giving him. Not what he gave him, but he's giving him. He didn't eat yet. So that's the Kal V'chaimah. Kshu Sova Mevorech, Kshu Rov Lekolshke. That was the Kal V'chaimah. But in Emerson, the Rosh, the Taisus of Rosh Mesechtes Broches, asks a Pirche on the Kal V'chaimah. He says, "By could be Birchas Hamazon Yechayv Shekvar Nene." He ate already. So it could be Pshat and the Taisus of Rosh's Kasha is it could be their Zicha Achiv of Haido Al Ha'oba. He was Nene. But the Torah was Megalgul Achiyuv Alahalil Alahaba also. That means, since you're Mechuyev to thank the Rebbeinu Shaloylam, and that you had eaten, so Memeli, you're Mechuyev to be Mevorech, and that's what he's going to give you. But if there's no Chiyuv Oido Alahaba, could be there's no Chiyuv Alavoyech Alahaba. That's the pirch of the Kal V'chaimah. So it's not a Kal V'chaimah take. Could be the whole chiyuv levorech is only when there's a chiyuv haido. It's not a name, it's a Kal V'chaimah. But it's a gilui that there is such a concept to be mevorech lahabo. There is such a concept. Could be the chiyuv deiraisa levorech lahabo was only said if there's a chiyuv haido alohava, shekvar nene. And by a broche rishon you don't have that. So achiv, I can't learn out. But a concept of broche, there is, that I see from Birchas Hamazon. Could be that shan toisvis, it's a gilui. It's a gilui that there's a concept of laborech al lahab. sagt der Gemara weiter, Toshma, de Shmuel Ashkechua le Rav, de Kochel be Mappe. Shmuel found Rav was eating be Mappe. Omalei, so Shmuel told Rav, Ovdin Kitein, that's what you do, you eat with a Mappe, Pri Oisen Kein, Lechel Beloinetila, you eat without washing. Omalei, dati kotzrolai. So he told him, no, dati kotzra istinis ani. Afal pishan etalti yodi, yevshi lechel biyodi. I don't want, I'm an istinis, I'm a mela, I wash my hands already. But, yevshi lechel biyodi. I don't want to eat with my hands. So, a misaposh pshat is that, I hold that, yimachuyev, krichas yodav doesn't help. You need netilin, I wash my hands. Now, I'm an istinus to eat the bread with my hands, so my mail I put a map. L'chayre, so that means, fakert, l'chayre, wash the sense he made a broche. I mean, even though it was datoy to eat a map, with the map, a map doesn't take away the chiv netila. Fakert, there's a chiv netila, and I wash my hands. Now, I have a map because I'm an istinus, but a map doesn't take away the chiv netila. He saw like Rab Zeira, when Rab Zeira went from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Ashkechinu l'Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, de ko'ochli bivloich chamoses. That means that there was a chemos shel oil, a jug made out of leather, and there was an old chemos, so they used this old chemos as gloves to cover their hands, and they ate. Omar, so he understood why they're eating. They're eating because they didn't want to wash their hands. So they're being soymech and kriches yodav b'mape. So Rab Zeira told them, Trei gavri ravravi kevosaychel, two choshev yidin like you, liti b'derav Shmuel, You made a toys in the mice and Rav Shmuel. That means there's a famous story that Shmuel met Rav and Shmuel asked Rav, you're eating without the tilish and daim. And Rav said, no, I'm only doing it al tzanin and that toy. But zicher Rav never meant you're allowed to be keirich yodav. And you have a toys and you take a thing that Rav eight without the tilish yadayim. So they told him, Ishtemitzei, oh, Domer Rav Tachliv v'Baravim Yom HaShmur, Anshuldik. We know the Maise of Rav HaShmur, but you don't know the Maise, that the memory that Rav Tachliv v'Baravim Yom HaShmur said, Hitiru mapo loich leitrum, v'leitiru mapo loich leitar. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi ka'anim havu. Zogt Rashi, Bibloich hamosos, hamosos bluyim, v'koichim yadeim behem, v'oichlum b'loi netilos yadayim. Liti b'daravu d'shmu, k'svurim atem, you really think, d'ho d'ashkri shmu, d'rav d'ochu b'mape, mishum d'oinot al yodavu, because he didn't wash his hands. But that iktzare kamale almanot al yodav. He didn't wash his hands. That was the story. So he said, no, but you don't know another member of Shmuel. Itiru mapaloich leitrumem. The kahanim zrizinain v'loy nogi. Kahanim won't touch. Kahanim would, v'loy itiru loich luchuleim betare. Lefi she'inam limudim lishoma kamoi kahan. That means kahanim lemaise. Then is the kahanim's reason heim. So the kahanim lemaise will be nizer. But stamazay a person is take kair yodav won't help. So Rashi, itiru mapaloich leitrume. The kahanim zrizimayim, b'loi nogi, b'loi itiru looich lechuleim betar. Stamazay a person, vishenim lemudim lishoma kamei kahanim. Zag Taisves, at the bottom Taisves, my love, okebeya poi netilos yedai. The Gemara wanted to be medaik. It says here, pochas mekebeya rapsodikei. So my story is, akebeya, he would need netilos yedai. Taim heichal motzel mei mahochi. Akochoch betrume, afilu kebeya le boi netilos yedai. Dohitiru mapo, akoch betrume, afilu kebeya le boi netilos yedai. Deitiru mapa loich leitrume, drab tzodik koin abe. Kedemuchir gepeg mishemeser, gabi medal gmino, gabi aroines, bekol psulem gdoshim, gabi hu buche, dahavo leila rab tzodik, besepe kama de yibomes, poichol chulen altares trume. Fektach teisvis, so teisvis is a teime, so what's the raya shemishemayim, what's the raya from rab tzodik? Rav Tzodik Lemaise was a Kohen, and the Yait Mistame is Chulun Altares Trume. And by Kahanim, they weren't Machmes, Akochoch, the Poches Mikebeye, is Zichelav Davki, Yere Kebeye also, but there's nothing to do with our Shaila, because we just said, we just learned that Itiru Loichle, Itiru Mape, Loichle Trume. Yishleim da v'motze l'meim v'loz haimeich. Beside it says, Ayim haram sheherich, v'aski shetoyis nofo b'tzvorem ayin sham. The Taisvis Kasha is very difficult, because we have to understand, this is a memra of Rav Tachlife ba'arabimi Omar Shmuel. That he said that itiru mapa loich leitrumav leitiru mapa loich leitaras. Now, if the Gemara knew this memra of Shmuel, so then it says clear leitiru mapa loich leitaras. It says clear like that. Another coin is also a map is no good. Finished. A map is no good. Only for a coin it's good. So, what's the kasha? This is a member of Shmuel. The Gemara didn't know b'chlal this member. They know this member, they wouldn't clear a shayla. Here it says, leitiru mapa loich leitaras. So, what's Taisvis kasha? Who said they were knew of this member? This is a later member that they knew. That was said. The Kedrab Zeir also didn't know this member. The Rabami Rabami Rabbas, he told him this member. Zat the Gemara weiter. Iboyulu oichol machmas machol tzor netiyas yedayim oiloi. Amir de keshayle. If a person is eating pas, but he's not eating with his own hands, someone is putting the food in his mouth. So he's eating it, but the hands that put in his mouth are from someone else. Does he have to wash his hands? Which L'Chair's mother, he washes his hands. Why should he wash his hands? He's not using his hands. Oh, but maybe not. That was the halacha. The halacha was a person who eats pas has to wash his hands. Even though in this case he's not using his hands, they also were misakin that an oichel machmas machal has to wash the hands. Toshma, Sigma brings a maise, the Ravuna bar schoira vekoi kamei de Rav Hamnune, bolam lei umtze, he was either tzoyle a piece of meat, or he cut off a piece of meat, but ochel, was he in Taisis, it was a piece of meat with some pas, but ochel, And Rav Hamnun ate it. Thanks. Amalei, so Rav Hune Bar Schoire told Rav Hamnun, he loved Rav Hamnun at Le Sefina Loch. If you wouldn't have been Rav Hamnun, I never would do this. My time, Lav Mishum, the Zoyer V'loy Noga, Moses Loy de Zoris Kodam Omoshe Yodi Mikore. Rav Huna told Avam Nune, now he was feeding him, he told them, if you and the bin Rav Hamnune, loise finoloch, never would have given you, wouldn't have given you to eat. But since you are Zoyer, and I know you're very careful, that's why I'm giving you to eat. Now, let's understand what the Habamin of the Gemara was. Lemaise, it seems, the man the Habamin learned, Avraham Nune did not wash his hands. And Rav Huna told them, if you wouldn't have been Avraham Nune, I wouldn't have given you to eat. Since you're Rav Hamnune, you're Zoyer, I know you won't touch the past, that's why I'm giving you tea. Now, Zutabochonon Azoy, if there was a takone that the Oichel Machas Machel has to wash his hands, that was the Shail of the Gemara, so then you could be a Zoyer from today till tomorrow, but there's Zichah Aloy Pluk. Chazal did not say this person doesn't have to wash, this person has to wash, he's a Zoyer, he's not a Zoyer. Chazal never did such a thing. So, al kochach, if Rav Hamnune ate without washing, so al kochach, there's no, oichel machmas machu, you don't have to wash, because I'm not using my hands, for eating, I'm eating with his hands. If I'm eating with his hands, I don't have to wash. So what's pshat in Rav Huna Baschoire? So what is Rav Huna Baschoire? If you wouldn't have been Rav Hamnune, I never would have given you tea. I mean, if you, the din is you don't have to wash. So the Ritva says, Rav Huna was Atzuva Merabonon. Now, Atzuva Merabonon, even though Meiker Adin, one can eat without washing, and I can rely that he won't touch the food, but Tzuva Merabonon doesn't live Meiker Adin. That means I'm giving someone to eat, Meiker Adin, I wouldn't give him to eat, to rely on his Ehrlichkeit that he won't touch the food. I wouldn't do it. Tzuva Merabonon would not have done such a thing, but he told you, Rav Hamnune, you, I know you're an Ehrlichkeit. But there's no takona you have to wash, and I know you won't touch the food, so that is why I am giving you tea. I never would have done. You wouldn't have been Rav Hamnune, I never give you tea. So the Habamin of the Gemara was, so since we see this maise, so we see there's no takona to wash the hands, because there'd be a takona to wash the hands, the zahiris of Rav Hamnune would have not helped the situation. The Gemara, like my time, Alam Bishum Desoyer, Loi Noga, and that's Jan Rav Huna. So Moses says, Loi Desoyer is Kodem Moshe Yodei Mikod. Moses says, no, not that he washed his hands before. And that's why he gave him teeth, because you're a Zoris. You're a Zoris. So it's no Raya from here you're allowed to eat without washing the hands. You, I'm giving teeth, because I know you're a Zoris, you're going to wash your hands. Let's see Rashi. Zok Rashi, Bolam Lai Umtsu, what's the tie? Oichel Machmas Machel. Odom Shoichel Miyad Chavera Toichel Vesechpi. He's sticking the food in his mouth. Tzorich Oichel Netil Shedayim Oy Ein Tzorich. Bolam Lai Umtsu, what's the tie? Bolam Chotach Lai Chatiches Bosi. Call him a piece of meat. Bolam Bemem Stume. Kamoi Edyoi Livloim. Shahamesig Voresen, the bit, Mechatchin Edyoi Shelsus, cut the Edyoi, Livloim, Amesig Voresen, the bit, cuts the Adi, the decorations of the Sus. So we see Livloim is a Loshin cutting. The Linire, I think maybe Livloim, Bolam is another translation. Bolam lay umtzaloshin hatmone begecholim. he first covered it with coals, k'may piv bolum gabe mumim. By mumim, it says such a lotion, piv bolum shel b'chir, shepiv sogu, his mouth is locked, shut, shen yochel aposche, almat v'raglov mebulomais. So it means it was bolum in there was tumul in gecholim. There was no takone, and that's why he said, but also I wouldn't give it a posh to the mensch, only to someone who I know is zoyis besoyis, even though Chazal said you can rely on doichel, but I never would do such a thing. I know you're a zoris, and that's I'm giving you to eat. Zoris odif mi zoir. Zoir sheyedei alihi zoir bishas maise. That's a tight zoir. He's careful. Shlo yaver ala mitzvahs. Zoris oroyes anoilet umesakein atma shlo yovili dekach. He makes sure that you don't need the zehiras. I'm taking care of you. I don't have to be careful anymore. I took away the problem. If a person is a zoya long enough, so that'll make him that mitech zehirus, he'll become a zoris and he'll take away the necessity of being a zoya. Perish, who pass, imo. So Taisu says there was some bread there. If there was no bread, it was only a piece of meat. So he, b'chlan l'rayat asugye. We're clearing a shayla of Natila Shedayim by pass. So I had a ore, and then I found that the Tiferes Yaakov asks it. It's speaking about that there was pass. Because if there's no pass, b'chlan l'rayat. Now, when Chazal recorded the maise, they went at length to tell us the pieces of meat, he cut them, he roasted them, which is to us not Negei and the least bit. That they recorded. This was the Maaseh. That there was bread there, Ayin B'taisus V'tim Sonachas. That Chazal didn't mention at all. It's a Pele de Kezach. So, bothered me. So I found that Teferes Yaakov is Tekashe and Taisus. He says, therefore, he would say differently. Bola means there's a loshen toman, but not toman in gecholim. It was toman between two slices of bread. He made a sandwich. So there it says, bolam layumse. He was toman, the meat in the sandwich. There was a slice over it and a slice underneath it. So here, the bolam layumse, we are speaking about the bread that was eaten. Zuk the Gemara weiter. Toshma. Amar Rab Zeir Amar Rab, Leyitin Odom Prusa Leseich Piv Shel Shamas, Eloim Kein Yoideya Boish Enot Al Yodom. So here it says clearly, a member of Rab, that a person should not put a prusa of bread in the mouth of the Shamas, unless he knows clearly he washed his hands. That's one halacha. Halacha number two, Bashamish Mevoich Al Kol Kais VeKais. That means if they offer him a kais, so when he made the brach on the first kais, he did not have kavonah shepata the second kais, because he didn't have the faintest idea that they'd ignore from a second kais. So memela, so they offer him a second kais, so it demands a new brach. But on bread, if they give him a second slice of bread, he doesn't have to make a brach, because he realized that they're going to give him more bread. That's what Rav said. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mavoich al kol prusa prusa. A kert, yemechuyev to make a brocha on each prusa. Fine. Now, l'chayra anegeya lanu, that's this. So here you have l'chayra machloikis, can the shamish rely that he's going to get more bread? So mamelu, the first brocha will pata all the prusas, or not? Achloikis Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Papa, Bishleim the Rav of Rabbi Yochanan Lo Kasha. Rav Rabbi Yochanan is no Kasha. Odi Ika Odom Choshuv, Odolek Odom Choshuv. That means If the balabos is an adam choshu, so then he could rely that the shamish can rely, he'll give him all the bread he needs. If he's not an adam choshu, some mele, then you don't know where the next piece of bread is going to come from. So that's no problem. But here it says clearly you can only give bread if you know that he washed his hands. And here we're talking about oichel abo machmas machel. It's speaking about eating odom pusel aseich piv shel shamish. And with the Gemara, shayni shamish the torah. The shamish is torud. Let's see what Rashi says. Zukt Rashi. Shamish mabaych al kol kais v'kais v'shein kvar l'shti is a shamish. Shein yedem yitno lo yoy. Hilkach asach daite min ashti. V'einim mabaych al kol pusa pusa. De batuach hu shlayim de menu lech. Yik adam chos shibesude batuach ha shamish yitno lo yoy kol atzorech. The Torah, it's Rambam says, Hashamish is different. L'shamish es ha-mesubim. He's very busy. He's working now. He isn't Mishamish to mesubim. V'sheicheyach sheloi notal b'negeh boichlam sheyach. That means, Hashamish, you can never, unless you know he washed his hands, you can never give it to the Shamish, because there's the Shamish is torah b'melach. They say he could think he washed his hands, he wanted to wash his hands, and some male, the Shamish himself doesn't know. So unless you know he washed his hands, you're not allowed to give to him because who knows if he washed his hands. So, but the Shamish thinks he washed his hands. So a Shamish have a problem. That means, oichel machmas machu could be he doesn't have to wash his hands because he realizes he didn't wash his hands and Yen is giving him, so he won't touch the machel. But a shamish mitoich tildusa, he could think he did wash his hands, and he will touch the machel. So therefore, you can only give him food if you know that he washed his hands. The Torah lo shamish es ha-mesubim, v'shecher shloi notal, will forget that he didn't wash his hands. Nege ba'oichlam shayoichal, no touch the food that he is eating. So Rashi says, if that is the case, he's touching all the food over here. I mean, if you are afraid that the Shamish thinks he washed his hands and he didn't wash his hands, and that's he's going to touch the food that he's eating, he's touching the food of everyone else also. So that's a problem. So that's Rashi says, that's no problem whatsoever. That means that what he's touching everyone else's food is irrelevant. That's no problem whatsoever. Because the whole chiyuv netila is only an oichel, not an egeya. But the problem is, since he thinks he washed his hands, so the food you put in his mouth, he'll touch because he thinks he's washed his hands. And then it could very well be he didn't wash his hands and he forgot about it. I saw a beautiful vote in the Leiv Aryeh. Leiv Aryeh asks a choshev ha'oreh. I mean, we have over here, Rav said three members. Member number one should not put a priest, prusel osech piv shal shamish, elam ken yidei beishenot o yodot. Number two, shamish mevoich al kol kais v'kais. Number three, al kol pusa, l'chez ha-machlikis, Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Fine. So now, what's negei alonu is the first halacha. That's what's negei alonu. That you're not allowed to put in his mouth unless you know he washed his hands. The other machlikis, that's again, l'chez brochis. You have to make a broch each time. You don't make a broch each time. The Gemara says, Rapapa said, no, bishloim, the Rav and Rabbi Yechanan loy kashe. There's a kashe over here. There's a machlikus, Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, which has nothing to do with us. The Gemara says, Mishlo Rabbi Yechanan is a kashe. It's about another mchoshev. It's talking about not another mchoshev. there's a kasha, there's a teretz. What's Bechlal, here's no shaykhis without sugya. As if it's a leivarye. Zikta leivarye, a beautiful word. Zikta leivarye, that Rav started saying, Leitin odam pusel usach pip shel shamash, elam ken yedeya boish enoto yoda. You only put bread in his mouth if I know he washed his hands. Not if he's going to wash his hands. If you, Elim Kain Yedeya Boy Shenotal Yodov, he washed his hands. So that means, I see he washed his hands. But Lechayre, there's a machlekes right afterwards. Between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, you have to make a new bracha. Was he Messiah Das from the first bracha, from eating? Rav says, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. Rabbi Yochanan says, he does have to make a new bracha. Now, but if he washed his hands before, about the first then, if he washed his hands before, I know Elin came not al yodav. He washed his hands. You're allowed to give him bread. Does he make a new bracha? Machlok is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. But if he washed his hands before, you're allowed to give him. You're allowed to give him bread. So lechayre, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it was Messiah Das, and that's why he has to make a new bracha. So what does it help the previous washing the hands? So al kolchoch, he holds he doesn't have to wash his hands. He doesn't have to wash his hands. Oichel machmas machel. He holds you don't have to. That says, Rav says, Elim came not al yodo, that's according to Rav. According to Rabbi Yochanan, al koch he holds, it doesn't help if he washes. Because I feel like I know he washed his hands, it still won't help for the second achila. So lechayre, this shayla is a machloik, is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So what are you asking, Akasha? Oh! You see, you have to wash your hands. What do you mean, you see? Rabbi Yochanan knows you don't have to wash your hands. So the Gemara says, no. They're talking about two different cases. Well, Rav is talking about a case when there's an Adam Choshu. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a case that is not, they're not talking about the same case. So Memela is not talking about the same case. So Memela, that's what Rav said. And Kainot al Yodov is about an Odom Choshev, so there was an Atila. There's no Hesach Hadas. So then you're allowed to give him food. But it was Leinot al Yodov, you're not allowed to. Rabbi Yochanan is not Chaylik on that. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a different case. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, he'll want to eat again, he'll have to wash again also. So first the Gemara to take care that the member alone is not stiridik. So that the Gemara says that's like kasha. Now the Gemara proves that Oichel Machmas Machel has to wash his hands, and the Gemara says no, Dafka Hashamish has to wash his hands, because Hashamish is told to be Mishamish, so could be if I don't only wash his hands, he'll think he did wash his hands, and he'll be negay in the Machel.